Welcome to Public Health Cares, a podcast produced by Public Health, Dayton and Montgomery County, and dedicated to keeping all of Montgomery County, Ohio, a healthy, safe, and thriving community.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Public Health Cares. I'm your host, Dan Suffoletto, Public Information Manager. And today we will hear from Jasmine Young, Project Manager for the Local Office on Minority Health. Thanks for being with us today, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
The Local Office on Minority Health is a program in coordination with the Ohio Department of Health's Commission on Minority Health. Jasmine, tell us why there's a need in Ohio and Montgomery County for these type of programs.
Yeah. So the reason why there is a need for this program, why this program exists, is due to the history within minority groups not being treated fairly. We talk about health and racial disparities that minority populations faced in the past, such as the Tuskegee case. And to this present day, with COVID in the mix, there are some individuals within the minority groups that are reluctant to get vaccinated. So the need is to help eliminate these concerns and work towards having the same opportunities and the type of care as anyone else, if anything at all.
And what are some of the factors that we see in everyday life that put minorities at greater risk for poor health outcomes?
Yeah, so minority health focuses on various topics like cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, infant mortality, substance abuse, violence, and more. These are areas of focus that are concerns within minority groups. And one of them is being based off the social determinants of health, in which a person lives, works, and plays and goes to school. These community conditions can truly impact an individual's health and life and so on. And when we talk about social determinants of health, we're talking about the environment in which they live in. So if there is a neighborhood that doesn't have access to sidewalks there, or it might not be a safe area at the same time, and someone might not feel safe or be able to walk, or there might not be a playground where kids can play and run around to get the exercise that they might need. And we also talk about food deserts or food apartheid, where there are no grocery stores in communities, and maybe families will have to travel to get the food that they might need, or they might not have the healthier choices to purchase or consume. And then transportation is another a barrier. So if they can get to their doctor's appointments, if they can get to the grocery store. And then we also talk about culture and language barriers. That also plays a huge part in minority communities, especially refugees and immigrants. For instance, a healthcare provider might not be able to communicate effectively with their patient based off the language barrier that might exist. And vice versa, clients might not be able to communicate with their healthcare provider and express their concerns or needs that need to be addressed. And when it comes down to medication, it might not be taking their medication properly. And in all, these are all factors that play a role among minorities. Their health is at risk for these reasons.
Right. There's so many things that have to be taken into consideration. And part of your job and the office's job is to bring these things to light and have people consider these things when they're going about their daily lives and making decisions about things in our community. So can you tell us some of the ways or some of the things that are being done locally to help improve health outcomes for minorities?
Yeah, so within the Office of Local Minority Health, every year in April, we host a Minority Health Month. This allows us to build awareness among issues with disparities, health disparities, racial disparities, provide education, and also educate individuals and provide resources. We also do local conversation. That's another initiative that we work on. And this is an opportunity where we can invite community members to provide their input and feedback on their thoughts on their healthcare, their access to food, transportation, and what they would like to see change in their community to better equip them to live a healthy, thriving life. This community is a melting pot filled with differences, and it's important to ensure that we are including everyone and they're getting in the same amount of care as the next person would, no matter the color of their skin, the language that they may speak, who they identify themselves as. We're all human. We are hearing from the community. So the work that's being done, we strive to ensure that we are addressing the issues that are providing resources based off community input. One thing that we're looking to do is also rebuild our Minority Health Advisory Council. So this is a mix of diverse group of individuals coming together to address certain issues within the community. For instance, me representing an African-American female, my needs might be different compared to someone of the Asian or Hispanic or Latin community. And we want to have different representation in that group so we can hear from them and we can see what we need to work on to better provide them with the resources and care that they might need.
And you're open to meeting with different groups and people that want to get more information about minority health and things that they can do to either help the situation or help their individual health. How can people get in touch with you to get more information?
Yeah, so I can be reached by email. It is jlyoung@phdmc.org. Again, that's jlyoung@phdmc.org. We also are interested in people joining our Minority Health Advisory Council. So I strongly suggest if you are interested and want to learn more about local office on minority health, please visit our website, phdmc.org, and click on the programs tab and search for local office minority health to find out more.
Well, that's been some great information today, Jasmine. Thank you very much for joining us. And we look forward to all the exciting programming and activities that you'll be bringing to us.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
This has been Public Health Cares, and I've been your host, Dan Cefaletto, Public Information Manager for Public Health Dayton and Montgomery County. And we want to thank Jasmine Young, Project Manager for the Local Office on Minority Health, for joining us today. Until next time, stay healthy, Montgomery County.
You have been listening to Public Health Cares, a podcast produced by Public Health Dayton and Montgomery County. We invite you to subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. For more information about Public Health Dayton and Montgomery County, we encourage you to visit our website at phdmc.org and be sure to follow us on social media at Public Health DMC. Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us on our next episode.